This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO presentation of high school hockey tonight brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. By Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. By Moore GMC of Denver, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your tax planning. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arps, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. Porthole Restaurant, the Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. The Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Daily Item serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, hello, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We have high school hockey tonight, late tonight. It's at 8 p.m., kind of a strange thing, at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. Earlier tonight, it was Swampscott beating Rockport by a score of 9-1 here at the Talbot. But tonight, Peabody comes into Gloucester to face off against the Fishermen, and both teams with outstanding records up to this point. The Tanners come in with an overall record of 9 wins, 4 losses, and 3 ties. They've scored 47 goals, allowed 24. Their conference record in the North, 5 wins, 2 losses, and 3 ties, or 2 tosses and 3 lies. They're 5-2-3 in the conference, finishing in second place as the conference schedule is over for both teams, actually. And for the Fishermen of Gloucester, they are 10-5-1 overall. They've scored 66 goals, allowed 39. In the Conference South, they won the South with a 7-1 record, scoring 33 goals and allowing only 9. Outstanding defense for the Fishermen as well, and they've been getting some scoring too. And the standings in the North, it was Marblehead winning the North with a record of 8-0-1, good for 17 points. The Tanners were in second place at 5-2-3, followed by Winthrop, Danvers, Beverly, and Saugus. The ice has been resurfaced between games. We're getting ready for the start of the second game as Gloucester and Peabody have yet to make their appearance. We're going to take a quick break after telling you the Gloucester Fishermen finished in first place in the South with a 7-1 record over the Lynn Jets, finishing second 4-1-1, followed by Swampscott, Revere, and Salem Essex Tech. So we'll get to tonight's game coming up here momentarily. We'll take our first break and then we'll come back with both coaches. We'll talk to Peabody coach Mark Leonard, and we'll also check in with Gloucester coach Sean Lyons coming up in just a minute. This is MSO News Sports, and we do have high school hockey tonight on MSO. So please stay with us and spread the word.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Before tonight's game, we're talking with Peabody coach Mark Leonard. And, Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen you. Bring us up to speed since the Marblehead game.
Yeah, Marblehead game, didn't go the way we wanted, but they're a very good team. But we bounced back after that. We beat Revere 3-0 and tied Beverly the other night. I don't think it was our best game, but Beverly played a really good game. That was their senior night. They were, on fire, and we were kind of lucky to get out of there with a tie, to be honest with you, yeah.
Coach, what does it mean now with the regular season schedule out of the way, and you've got teams that you've scheduled outside the conference, and so how do you schedule that, and what's it mean?
Yeah, well, traditionally we play some pretty tough teams, Lincoln, Sudbury, Concord, Carlisle, teams like that, North Andover, teams that prepare you for the tournament. You want to play tough teams, and you don't want to pad the schedule with easy teams that you can beat, because you get wins, but you don't really get any better from those games. So, you play a top five team like Lincoln Sudbury every year, and it's good for us come tournament time.
What's been the best part of the season for you? Maybe, I don't know if it's a surprise or not, but what do you like about your team?
They work very hard. They're a close bunch. They all get along. They're good friends. They want to win. They're an older team. A lot of juniors and seniors that are motivated to win. So, I wouldn't say it's a surprise. I thought it would be pretty good. But maybe the five shutouts we have this year would a little bit of a surprise. Yeah.
Well, that indicates a couple things. Your defense and your goal is playing well, but your forwards are always doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they get a lot of speed. They put a lot of pressure on other teams, which we limit a lot of shots. We're averaging about 16 shots a game against. So our defense is strong. Forwards back check pretty well. And just try to keep the puck in the other team's zone, which is usually the best defense,
Okay. All right. And this Gloucester game, you come up to Gloucester. You guys used to play twice a year, and now it's this meeting. But what's this one mean?
Yeah, this is a big game. They have 10 wins. They're 10-5-3, I believe, or 10-4-3. We're 9-4-3. We're pretty close in the seedings for the D2 North tournament. It's a team that we could face in the tournament, so it's a great place to play. It's always a big crowd up here, and should be a real good game between two good teams.
Finally, Coach, a couple of games left before the tournament, and you're getting ready for the tournament. Any special thing you do at practice, or is it just the same stuff and just kind of rely on stuff you've done before?
Yeah, well, this time of year, the kids are kind of getting a little bit of sick of practice, so mm-hmm. We try to mix it up. We do a lot of, small area games, a lot of three-on-threes and shootout competitions, fun stuff to break it up a little bit. Okay. But we still work on the power play and breakouts and stuff like that, so but we try to keep it light this time of year.
All right, we're going to catch you during the tournament and after the tournament, too.
That's right. I appreciate all your help, too.
Good luck tonight, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Peabody coach Mark Leonard.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Talking now with Gloucester coach Sean Lyons. And, Coach, it's been a while, so first of all, congratulations on winning the NEC South. It wasn't easy, but you guys did what you had to do.
We did. Thank you very much, Rick. It came down to the wire. It came down to, back to Lynn again. And that's, we're the top two teams last year, top two teams this year. And they got the best of us the first game, the 1-0 win. And, we squeaked out a win 2-1, and that took away the title there. Strong team with a very strong goalie, and we're good to get out of there with a win.
What have you picked up from some of the tougher teams you played outside the conference, and maybe who have they been? I'm sure you've got some highlights from that. You've got, 10-5-1 or something like that. So you've got some losses, but I'm sure that you gained a lot from it.
Yeah, we play the large teams. The Winthrop is always strong. We played them fairly close. Linfield, we had them up, and then we end up tying them. They're a good, strong team, up and down. The Marblehead's undefeated, and we lost to them 7-5 with our second string goalie in. what would happen if I had the other goalie in? I don't know. But the church kid played fantastic. And the kids know that they can play with any one of these teams, and it's just a matter of showing up every day.
Okay, you moved some people around and making some adjustments, or just sort of getting people fitting the right places, right pieces, sort of like on a chess match?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know, trying to solidify three lines. You know, we know we're going to have to, in order to compete in the playoffs and down here in the stretch, you have to play three lines. And trying to get two strong lines that can compete offensively and protect the house and play defense. We had one kid, lost one kid to grades, so we moved one guy back, and he's made a great adjustment. And just kind of, yeah, trying to find, get the pegs and the round pegs and the round holes and everything to work out right.
What's the goal now, Sean? You've got Peabody, which you guys used to play twice a year, and they've had a terrific season. We'll get to that in a second. But with the schedule that's coming up, you have still three or four more games to play, and you want to get ready for the tournament.
Yeah, so we have four games left, you know, Peabody, Bedford, Linfield, and Somerville. Everything from here out is moving up in the standings, get a better seed for the playoffs, and really prepare for the playoffs. And, you know, a team like Peabody is a strong team that we're going to play in the playoffs. You know, if not them, someone like them who's just as strong. And these are teams we need to get ready for and now be prepared to play a strong game to compete.
All right. Finally, Coach, before we talk about Peabody, who's hot for you?
Who's hot? Well, we got, defense, Alex Enos. I mean, he's logged. I'm going to say it again. It gets old, I don't think. Chara-like minutes. I mean, he's out there all the time. Penalty kill, power play, double shifting. He's a man amongst boys here sometimes. And, we lean on him a lot for minutes. And then our top three guys is, Sal Costanzo and Eddie Mahoney and Liam Lyons are leading the way on the offensive side.
Okay. Proud dad?
Yeah, very proud. You know, he works real hard to do what he does, and he enjoys the game thoroughly, enjoys his teammates, and yeah, it's good.
Good. All right, tell me a little bit about Peabody. I've seen him several times this year. Coach Leonard does his usual outstanding job. I mean, he knows how to play hockey, he knows how to coach hockey, but he's got some big boys on that team.
Yeah, we've seen him practice early on in the year. You know, I've followed them, you know, what they're doing. Yes, they're very strong defensively, big boys. And we have no one that's even remotely close to that size. We got a bigger surface. We're on our rink here today. And hopefully maybe we can use our speed to our advantage to take away those big guys,
right.
You know, their strengths and size.
Coach, we'll catch you in the playoffs. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Gloucester coach Sean Lyons.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to RotaryDreams.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Alrighty then, we've had the playing of the National Anthem here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, and we have high school hockey coming up in just seconds. Hi again, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer Bill Proposky. You know Nick Kukuru tonight, so it's just me, a very sparse crowd, if you could even call it that. Probably 20 or 30 people in the stands, and probably half of those are the Gloucester student body off to our left. So good turnout for the Gloucester student body supporting the kids. An 8 o'clock start tonight, a late start during the week, and Rockport is usually subjugated to this time slot here at the Talbot. So Gloucester having to play the second game tonight. We will start off with Aaron McDonald in goal down to our right in the all-blue Peabody uniform with the Peabody letters spelled out from top right-hand shoulder diagonally down to the left hip. Gloucester, same thing, only they got the white shirts with a red GHS across their chests. Peabody all blue, Gloucester with the white jerseys, red numerals, red pants. And here we go. Chris Gillen will face off against Liam Lyons at center ice. And, oh no, it's Sal Costanzo out there at center ice, I'm sorry. Costanzo wins the draw, drops it all the way back between the points, and Eric Chalmers has to go back and track it down. Peabody on the attack, though, but Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Left wing feed, not far enough for Costanzo, can't get it, but now they do break it across the line. Costanzo with it, dishes it off to Ethan Brennan. Right-hand corner, looking for Chris Noyes. Noyes has it, chasing Aaron Dolan. Dolan can't get it out, but does get it up ahead to Nick Merriman. I check it, Chris Gillen. Gillen sends it into the Gloucester zone. And Noyes almost falls down chasing the puck. Brewster at 6-3 loses the puck. Gloucester brings it out of the zone. 2-on-3 with Costanzo stick handling, looking for Ethan Brennan, broken up by Peabody, sent back into the Gloucester end, and played by Poliski. This will be icing, though, against the Tanners. So we're just underway, as each of these teams having terrific seasons and jockeying for position now for the state tournament in Division II. Peabody in the north, Gloucester in the south. Each has 21 points. They got there in different ways, but each team with 21 points overall. Puck comes back to the left point, slapped around by the fisherman Sammy Polinski, sends it around, but Peabody brings it out. Right wing quick feed up to LeBlanc, shoots it from long range, gloved and dropped by Noah Polinski, drops it down and pounces on it. So faceoff will be to the left of Polinski. Trying to see which lines are out there at the moment. Connor McCarron has it, drops it back to the left point to Donnie Shaw. Backhanded feed. Oh, in tight to Shaw. Fires it just up over the goal. He was in the crease. Coming out of the zone, Nolan Shaw gets it to Donnie Shaw and brings it right back out for the Tanners. To center ice. Gloucester intercepts, played by John Mondello, playing defense now for the last couple of games, as Gloucester lost one of its players due to academics at the semester break. Play goes down into the Peabody end, handled by Donnie Shaw, one of the captains. Sends it around to the right wing side, gets it out of the zone to Danny Prado. Prado's checked at center ice, and Gloucester clears it back to the Peabody blue line. Donnie Shaw with it, fires it over the left wing side, looking for Anthony Hartnett. He has it, goes right down the slot, shoots, and it's a save by the pad of Pulisky, Noah Pulisky, right pad save. And I'll tell you what, then it comes off the end boards, and Pulisky has to cover up. Hartnett had a terrific scoring chance. He was in alone, and Pulisky just flashed out the right pad and was able to make the save. We've played 2 minutes and 10 seconds so far, just underway. Gloucester and Peabody, no score. The South versus the North once again. Gloucester flips it out of the zone. Left wing feed over to Chris Noyes. Shoots, save, pad save by McDonald. And the puck comes all the way back out to center ice. Tracked down by the Tanners. And they've got, who do they have out there? Zach Rich out there, loses it. Patrick McCarthy backtracks, picks it up, gets it to Brewster at the Peabody line. Stick handling, looking for a pizza pass, but it's intercepted by Enos. Clears it back to center, and it comes ahead to Liam Lyons. Lyons is knocked down at the Gloucester line. Robbie Horn, freshman, a couple of goals in that Lynn game. Out there on the right wing first line. Alex Enos, look out, he's going to get crushed. And he's able to get the pass away to Liam Lyons. Lyons to Mahoney. Mahoney circling the cage. Comes over to the right point, back to Enos. Keeps it in with his skate. Goes down low behind the cage. Picked up by Aaron Dolan, one of the Peabody captains. Slapped out of the zone. Backtracking is Eric Chalmers. Loses it at the line, 2-on-1. Shot from long range by Chris Gillen goes wide. Peabody with a good scoring chance once again. Cleared out to center by the Fisherman, Robbie Horn, first man into the Peabody zone. He's hit from behind by January. I think we're going to have a penalty on this one. And Horn doesn't feel too good. He's just sitting on the ice right now. I think we'll have a penalty to start this thing off at 3:38 in the first. Yeah. January's call for the penalty. Putting Gloucester a man up. Face off to the right of McDonald. .11:22 left to go in the first period. No score. Gloucester with the first power play of the night. Oh, it's a double minor. Oh, check it, a major. It's a major. 4 minutes. 4 minute penalty for boarding on January. My goodness. So Gloucester trying to form an attack, and of course Peabody's defense has been outstanding all season long, and they're big and they're good. And Aaron Dolan finds the opening, gets it out of the zone easily. Flip back in by Sal Costanzo, and then cleared it once again by Donnie Shaw this time. Forechecking is Nolan Shaw. Mahoney across the line, looking for Horn, drops it to Lyons in the shot, fires it wide. Good setup that time by the Fisherman. Alex Enos has it. Left point, comes over to the right point to Costanzo. Down low right side to Lyons. With it to Horn behind the cage. Over on the left wing. Centering pass by Mahoney. Is deflected back out to Enos. Mahoney circle, fires it into the slot. Taken away by the Peabody defense. Brewster brings it out of the zone. And it's cleared into the zone by Nolan Shaw. Fires it into the Gloucester end. Down to 2:56 left to go in the major. Alex Enos winding up through center ice. Here he goes with the puck. He is hacked at and knocked off the puck. Centering pass. Gets it to Lyons. Shot. Stick save. Rebound. Out in front. Fired wide by Lyons once again. McDonald equal to the task. And it seems awfully quiet here. Very strange. Here's a breakout for Peabody. Shorthanded bid with a 2-on-1. Right wing feed. Score. Backhanded shot by Nick Merriman from Chris Gillen. And it's a shorthanded goal for the Tanners. Gillen from Merriman. Oh, check it. Yeah. 2-on-1. That took care of that. So a shorthanded goal for Peabody puts them up on top at 5:08 of the first period. 1-0 Tanners. Gloucester still with a man advantage. 2:17 left to go in the penalty. Tanner's breaking out with a 2-on-1 on that short-handed bid. Intercepted by the Tanners down low, and another shot by LeBlanc, point blank range by LeBlanc, and the save by Poliski. And correction, the goal is by Merriman, set up nicely by Gillen with the 2-on-1. So Merriman gets the goal. It's 1-0, and then another big scoring chance by the Tanners. Merriman's 7th goal of the season, Gillen's 22nd point. And it's 1-0 on the shorthanded goal. Tanner's hemming Gloucester in, and Gloucester's in the power play. Still a minute, 45 seconds left in the man advantage, but Peabody is all over Gloucester. And Gloucester in. Fisherman can't get it out of the zone. They do. Alex Enos has it on the left wing side. Looking to make a pass to Horn. Checked nicely up close. Somebody loses a stick. And where's the puck? Enos fires it wide. Goes down to the right to Horn. Centering pass left side. And the net is off its moorings. And so we'll have a face-off. So not much of a threat on offense for Gloucester with the man advantage. Almost halfway through the period. 1:23 left to go in the penalty. Major penalty to Tim January of Peabody. But the Tanners have turned that into a goal for them. Horn fights for it at center. Lyons checked off the play. Costanzo off the boards. Bounce pass. Collected by Mahoney, shot, rebound, kicked out by McDonald. Enos keeps it in at the left point. Tanners clear it out of the zone. Costanzo has to come all the way back and pick it up, playing the point on the power play. He's winding up. Pass comes to center. Lyons is knocked off the play. And the fisherman clear it in. Horn can't catch up with it. Donnie Shaw whacks it out of the zone. And all the way into the Gloucester end, killing valuable time on this major penalty. So far, the scoreboard says 4 shots for the Tanners and 2 for the Fishermen. And the Fishermen have had the man advantage for the last 3.5 minutes. The terrific penalty killed by Peabody. Play is still at center. Eric Chalmers gets it over on the right wing side to Derek Hopkins. He fires it in. Hacked at and cleared out by Patrick McCarthy. Puck squirts out of the zone. Peabody trying to get some offense going with 8 seconds left. And the man advantage. Brewster's in the slot. Centering pass. Can't come up with it. Knocked away nicely by the Fishermen. They get it out of the zone. Lucas Harris with it. Left wing side. Shoots from long range, forcing McDonald to make a save along the ice. Kicks it back out to the right side. Cleared up and out of the rink by Peabody. And the man advantage is now history for Gloucester. Short-handed goal, 1-0 for Peabody. We're halfway through the first period. Nick Merriman, his 7th of the season, set up nicely on a 2-on-1 by Chris Gillen. Face off to the right of McDonald, Peabody zone down to our right. Gloucester with the 5-on-5 now as Sammy Polinski keeps it in. Taken out of the zone by Peabody. Poliski puts a hard check on Danny Prado, separating him from the puck. But the Tanners have it. Oh, Costanzo with a nice check on Prado. Prado picks it up. Zone loses it on the turnover. Gloucester breaks it out. Right wing side, Costanzo is knocked down by Donnie Shaw. Shaw goes down too, and the play is at center. Picked up right once again, though, by Brennan. Ethan Brennan for Gloucester. Looking for Costanzo. Costanzo is hit into the boards up high. Oh my. And he goes down heavily. And where's the puck? Peabody breaks it out. Tanners have it. Coming out of the zone. Anthony Hartnett. He shoots it from long range. And Noel Poliski makes a save. Deflects into the right wing corner. Lyons can't come up with it. But Gloucester defense does. And Lyons gets it right back. Flying out of the zone. Left wing side. Avoids a check. But it is taken away by Nolan Shaw. Peabody comes right back. McCarron trying to center it. Bodies flying all over the place. Back to the point. January hits a player up front. Centering pass knocked away by the Fisherman defense. McCarthy can't come up with it. Gloucester pushes it out of the zone. Robbie Horn tries to get some skating room. Centering pass. Mahoney can't quite collect it. Fires it around the boards. Horn down low. He's in a scrum with McCarthy for it, who comes up with it and gets it back to the point. Alex Enos not able to keep it in. Skating with it and drops it back to Chalmers in his own zone, in the Gloucester zone. Horn misses the pass, bounces off the boards. It'll be icing on Gloucester. 1-0. Peabody with the shorthanded goal. A few more people here on this Wednesday night. ...8 o'clock start. Face off to the right of Poliski. Chris Gillen loses the face off to Costanzo. And Enos once again put the Jets on. Brewster can't keep up with him. Enos flying down the left wing side all by himself. Centering pass. Oh, and it's just deflected as he set up Lyons. Knocked away by the goaltender. We've got, I believe, another penalty. So this one is on Gloucester. And it is on Alex Enos. Time of this penalty is at 11:53. Putting Peabody a man up. Owen Brewster facing off for the Tanners. And he wins it, gets it back to the point to Donnie Shaw, looking back down left wing side for Brewster. Back to Shaw, long shot from the right point, deflected wide. Brewster has it behind the cage, being bothered by Costanzo. Goes into the right wing corner, drops it back to the right point. January, diagonally, left side. Right wing pass once again from Gillen, back to January. Now he goes to center point to Donnie Shaw, fires it to the right point, Nick Merriman. Check it, right wing to Nick Merriman. Goes down low to Ethan LeBlanc with it. Drops it back to Shaw. LeBlanc with it. Open on the right side. January closing from the right point, leaving just Donnie Shaw back center point. He's going to wrist shot. Fires it wide. Goes back to January on the right side. Gloucester collapsing in its zone. January gets it back from Shaw. Circle right. Down low it goes to Merriman. Cross ice feed. Left point. Shot score. Donnie Shaw with a snapshot. From about 10 feet inside the blue line, it's 2-0. That is a power play. A power play goal. And this is at 11:48, so the penalty was at 10:53. I believe I said 11. Power play goal, 2-0 Peabody. They're threatening to put this thing away. They've got a shorthanded goal and a power play goal. And the passing is very nice. They're using the body and checking Gloucester very well. Prado threw a screen. It deflects just wide. I don't think Poliski had a chance to see that. Brewster gets an assist as well. And I think we have another penalty about to be called. Peabody has the puck. Gloucester gets possession. Another penalty coming up on the fisherman. Enos's penalty has expired, so he gets to go back onto the ice, but as he opens up the door, no, he's staying on the ice. I wonder if he got a misconduct, too. My goodness. Penalties have been cleared, but Alex Enos is staying on the sideline in the penalty box. Penalty is on Derek Hopkins. Another Gloucester penalty. Penalty is at 12:20. And now we have yet another whistle. All right, the penalty is on Hopkins. It was called at 11:20. Cross-check, Enos is back on the ice, leading the attack. Gloucester down a man again, and down by 2 goals. Tanners bring it right out. January across the line, between the points, he shoots, and it's a save by Poliski, goes around the net. Comes out to Donnie Shaw, right side, back to January, tees it up. Does it get through? No. Goes into the right wing corner, Merriman. Back to January, cross ice to Shaw, fires it, just misses, hit the post, left side, and cleared out of the zone. So the goal was at 10:48. I got to get that right. 10:48, the time of the goal. 11:20, the time of the second Gloucester penalty. 34 seconds left in the penalty. Gloucester shoots, and they score. Looks like it was Enos to Horn. Horn tucked it in. And I got to see who set that thing up. It was virtually a two-on-one. And it's Costanzo to Horn. Robbie Horn getting the goal. And that's shorthanded. This goal comes at 12:22. So we haven't had a 5-on-5 goal yet tonight, but that is a shorthanded goal for Gloucester. Well, turnabout is fair play, I guess, is what they say. And so now it's 2-1. They've cut the lead. And they needed that one. Harris with the assist. 2 minutes left to go in the first period. Both teams now at full strength, 5-on-5. Faceoff will be in the Gloucester zone. Circle to the right of goaltender Poliski. No, left to the Poliski. Where is it going to be? I'm going to move it over to the left circle now. His left, which is the right wing side for the offense. All right, now they give the goal to Costanzo. Horn tucked it in, or maybe it was in already, okay? So I guess Harris gets the assist, Costanzo gets the goal. And that was a correction by John Fosbury, assistant football coach on the PA. Give me some time, I'll get it right eventually. Where's Nick when you need him? Eddie Mahoney across the line for Gloucester, looking for Horn, broken up. Lyon says it, circle left, fires it. Deflected up into the net, and we'll have a face-off this time in the Peabody end. So we haven't had a 5-on-5 goal yet out of the three goals. We've had two shorthanded goals and one power play goal. Peabody with one of each, Gloucester with a shorthanded. Face-off to the right of McDonald in the Peabody end. One by Lyons, comes to the left point, shot from long range by Chalmers, save. Puck goes around the boards to the right side. A couple of Tanners down there. It's another centering pass by the fisherman, can't see who it is. Peabody clears it out of the zone. Alex Enos is the first man back, turns around, fires it back to center. Picked up by Mahoney, left wing feed, teed up by Chalmers, goes wide. Good slap shot, but it went wide. And it goes out of the rink, so we'll have another faceoff. 1:21 left to go, first period. Peabody 2, Gloucester 1. Up and down, first period. A lot of skating, a lot of body checking. Once again, Gloucester wins the faceoff in the Peabody end. Puck sent low, centering pass cleared out of the zone by the Tanners. Looks like it was Donnie Shaw clearing it all the way down, forcing Poliski to play it, but they're going to call icing. Bring it back with a minute and 10 seconds left to go. First period. North Shore today, every day on MSO News Sports. Bill Newell, your host. I help out when I can. Gloucester has it, fighting for the puck, centering it, and we have a cover-up by McDonald as there were five or six players combined. Right on top of McDonald, it looked like. So, face-off will be to McDonald's left. Costanzo against Gillen. On the draw. This one's won by Gillen. Donnie Shaw has it. Retreats goal line extended. Fires it over the right wing side. Gets it to Big Owen Brewster. Big, long strides out of the zone. He's hit from behind. No call. Brewster gets right back up. Slams the Gloucester player into the boards. Centering pass by the Tanners. Comes out to Donnie Shaw. Right point. He's crunched. Mahoney takes the worst of it and goes down. Centering pass. Bounces across the crease. Comes back out to the left point. January. Fires it. Deflected wide. Actually, looked like a shoulder of Poliski made the save. Back to January. Right point. Shaw snaps it to the center. Comes over on the left wing side to Chris Gillen. Gillen can't do anything with it. Comes around to the left side. Once again, Gloucester will bring it out of the zone. Blind pass by Lyons looking for a teammate. Alex Enos picks it up. It was Costanzo he was looking for. Another save on a shot from Lyons. Bad angle. Right point. Shot by Poliski goes wide. Centering pass. Goal is right there. Yep, he got it. Score. As it was Costanzo and Mahoney. Mahoney with the backhander on the rebound and fired it home. It's 2-2. That should be Mahoney from Costanzo. With 1 second left in the period, how do you do? 14:59. Gloucester ties it up with the first 5-on-5 goal of the evening. Faceoff ends the period, and Gloucester ends up out shooting PBD 10-9. In a rather fast-paced and enjoyable, from a fan's point of view, first period. Both teams will go off the ice as we will resurface. And after one here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, it is Gloucester 2 and Peabody 2. The Lions gets the second assist. And we'll go recap the scoring for you in just a minute. After one, it's 2-2, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Well, let's see if we can talk over the PA. Very entertaining first period, finishing in a 2-2 tie as the Tanners broke out very quickly, 2-0 in this game. While they were shorthanded, there was a major penalty called to Tim January at 3:38, and at 5:08, Nick Merriman scored his seventh of the season in a 2-on-1 with Chris Gillen setting him up, making it 1-0 Tanners at 5:08. And then at 10:48, I think I've got the time right, Donnie Shaw scored a power play goal for Peabody, his third of the season. And that came with Peabody being a man up on the man advantage. And so they had scored with the shorthanded goal. Then they scored a power play goal at 10:48, leading 2-0. But then Gloucester came back at 12:22 with Derek Hopkins in the penalty box. The Fishermen scored a shorthanded goal, this by Sal Costanzo, with Lucas Harris getting the assist at 12:22, making the score 2-1 Tanners. And then Gloucester tied it with 1 second left in the first period as it was rammed home by Eddie Mahoney. Actually, it was Mahoney with the shot, and Sal Costanzo, Liam Lyons with the assist. Again, that was at 14:59. And that tied the game at that point at 2-2. Shots on goal, as we have it here in the stadium, as they say, 10 for Gloucester and 9 for Peabody. And I guess that kind of makes sense with the score as it is 2-2. So, as we said, a very entertaining first period. Now the Tanners, both teams, of course, have finished up their league play. Peabody will finish out the season with 3 games. They will play the Lynn Jets at the McVan Rink on the McVan O'Keefe Rink on Saturday. That is a 4 p.m. start, okay? 4 p.m. on Saturday. Then they turn right around on Monday, and they'll be hosting Bishop Fenwick. And then the regular season ends, believe it or not, on February 17. I believe that's a week from today. They will be going out to play Concord Carlisle to end their season, the regular season. And then the tournament play will begin. Now for Gloucester, let me get the schedule here. They will be playing the next 3 games here at home. They will face off against Bedford on Saturday. They'll face off against Bedford next Wednesday. So they've got a couple of weeks to go yet. They face off against Bedford here on Wednesday, the 17th, at 6 p.m. And then they will host Linfield following Saturday at 6 p.m. And they'll finish the season against Somerville right here on February 24. At least that's how I have it. So each team with 3 games left out of conference before the tournament begins. And each team really wanting to strengthen its seating and its position going into the tournament. So we'll take another break as the ice is being resurfaced here at Talbot, and then we'll come back with the second period. And again, the score is tied at 2. By the way, new trending now with Josh Arnold tomorrow. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, the hot chocolate man. Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach. All right, we got our hot chocolate. You're welcome. That overrides everything. Okay, got my hot chocolate. We'll take a break, come back with the second period. And again, the score is tied at 2-1. This is MSONewsSports.com. Glad you're with us. Spread the word, will you?
I've just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars are how she got them, has the tell.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, a most entertaining first period as the teams are back onto the ice, and it's 2-2 after one from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester on this Wednesday evening. Hope the Bruins play better. I think the Bruins are playing tonight, too. Man, did they look bad last night. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Good high school hockey game here, and it's fairly well attended, I guess, for a Wednesday night. Late start at 8 o'clock. And, of course, Tanner's players won't be home till probably around 10:30 or so before they actually get back to their houses, I would guess. Tough playing these late ones, but we're ready to go, almost. Both teams down by their goals. The starting five for the second period, that is. The buzzer has sounded, and we are almost ready to get this thing going again. It'll be the first line for Peabody of Chris Gillen, Nick Merriman, Owen Brewster up front. They'll have Aaron Dahl and Patrick McCarthy on defense. Gloucester counters with Val Costanzo, Chris Noyes, and Robbie Horn. Check it, and Ethan Brennan. Back on defense, it's Chalmers and Enos. Puck is controlled by Gloucester. They have to retreat to their own zone. Still with it. Down in the left-wing corner is Chalmers being bothered by Brewster. And Chalmers goes down as the puck heads toward the net. Everybody overskates it. Peabody has it. Shot from a bad angle. Oh, chest save by Poliski. Brewster with the shot. Alex Enos with it. Gloucester very disorganized at the moment. Peabody putting some pressure on. Lyons, check it. It's Chalmers trying to get the puck around the zone. Out of the zone. He still has it. And he does flip it to center ice. And it's collected by Sal Costanzo. Going into the left wing corner deep. Get some help from Ethan Brennan. Taken away by Chris Gillen. Gets it ahead too far for Marion. Kept in by Enos. Goes down low to Brennan. He's crunched into the left wing corner. Enos comes away with a shot. And glove save. Another shot. Chest save with McDonald on his knees. Picks it off and holds on. Good pressure by the Gloucester defense that time. Enos. And then getting some help from Ethan Brennan. Right wing. Both teams will change up, face off to the left of McDonald. Nolan Shaw will face off against Liam Lyons in the PBDN. Shaw, Lyons wins it, drops it back to the right point. Costanzo keeps it in, centering pass, squirts out to the left point. Fired into an empty right wing corner by Sammy Poliski. Centering pass, backhanded, shot by the fisherman, save by McDonald. Lyons has it, and it's cleared to center ice, taken away by Ethan LeBlanc. Shoots it around into the right wing corner, looking for some help from Nolan Shaw, but the fishermen break it right back out again. Robbie Horn with it across the line. Stick handling into the zone, knocked off the play. Back out to center ice. Sammy Poliski picks an opening, sends it back into the Gloucester end. Fisherman change up. Tanner's controlling out of the zone. Pass too far ahead for Shaw, but it does go into the Peabody end. Now check at the Gloucester end. LeBlanc first man down. Shaw goes down and checks a Gloucester player fighting for the puck down low. He's working on John Mondello. Mondello is able to clear it back to Donnie Shaw. He shoots it from long range, and that forces Poliski to make a save. Goes down to his knees, makes a pad save, centering pass, taken away by Mondello. Coming back. Actually, it was Liam Lyons who covered it up and skated away with it in the slot. Comes back out to the point. He didn't cover it up. He got the stick on it. Don't want you to think there was something illegal going on. Lyons gets a check out at center ice. Loses the puck. Horn picks it up. Goes back out to center once again. Mondello shoots it into the PBD end. McDonald out of the net to play it behind the cage. Gets it to Donnie Shaw. Right wing pass up and out of the zone. Alex Enos bounces it back into the PBD end, and they bounce it right back out again. Donnie Shaw just shoulders Sal Costanzo down. Shaw is a big dude on defense. Clears it into the Tanner end now. They've got it in the zone, but the fishermen bring it right back out again. Ethan Brennan off his stick, hacked at by Aaron Dolan, who clears it out. Cam Anderson has it for Peabody, loses it. Fishermen pick it up. Chris Noyes across the line, right wing side, trying to center it, get it up ahead to Brennan. Noyes follows it all the way around. Centering pass, Costanzo can't come up with it. Kept in at the point by Chalmers. Through a screen and blocked by Dolan. Right back to the right point once again. We got a penalty coming up here as one of the Gloucester players goes down rather heavily. What? Christopher Noyes. Well, maybe it was just an offside. Yeah, I think it was just an offside. No penalty. Just an offside. Got a little too exuberant there myself. Shots even at 11. Goals even at 2. 11:22 left to go, second period. Tanner's on the attack. Chris Gillen, first man down into the Gloucester zone. Centering pass, looking for Brewster. Backhanded goes wide. Sammy Poliski clears it to the sideboards. Fisherman just flip it out of the zone. I guess it goes out of the rink. It's deflected out of the rink. I think the faceoff will come back in the Gloucester end. Played 5 minutes of the second period. Score tied at 2. Oh, this hot chocolate feels good. Good for the throat. Tastes good, too. Faceoff in the Gloucester end. Fisherman clear it out to center ice. 2-on-1 for Gloucester. Leon Lyons can't get it over on the right side to Enos. And it's checked off the play by Aaron Dolan. Nice check by Dolan. Gloucester still has it. Lyons closing down the slot looking for Mahoney. Goes wide. Mahoney has it. Sends it back. Oh, he still has it behind the cage. Now, who is that fighting for the puck? A couple of guys. Centering pass. And Fisherman can't put it home. Oh, it was Horn fighting for it. And it's covered up by McDonald. Good pressure that time by that line. Mahoney, Lyons, and Robbie Horn. Both teams change up this time. They face off to the right of McDonald with another stop. It's like learning how to drive a standard when you pop the clutch and spell it out. Cough, cough, cough. Nolan Shaw wins this face off. Tanners bring it out. Get it to center ice. Oh, Alex Enos one hands it away from a flying Ethan LeBlanc. LeBlanc comes around with it anyway and sends it a little too far ahead for Connor McCarron. Centering back to LeBlanc, saved by Poliski. LeBlanc got back into play. He's got it behind the cage, tries to stuff it from behind the net. Can't. And Costanzo fires it over to the sideboards. Still with it. Still with it. Costanzo out of the zone. Weaving his way through a bunch of Peabody players. Goes all the way to left wing boards, and he's taken off the play by January. Nice defensive play by January to McCarron. Stolen by the fisherman. Taken right back by LeBlanc. Gets it out of the zone. Skating with it with a 3-on-2. Shoots it from long range. It's deflected. Goes into the left wing corner. Nolan Shaw, centering pass. And it's taken away by Christopher Noyes. Where is it? Still in the Gloucester zone. Peabody changes up. Alex Enos looking to make a pass. Gets it to center ice. It's knocked down. Oh, what a pass to himself by Danny Prattle. Fired off the boards and collected it. Took it into the zone. And then he loses the puck. Gloucester brings it right back out of the zone. Nick Capillo out there with... No, I'm sorry. Wrong side. Derek Hopkins out there with Lucas Harris for Gloucester. They have it in the zone. Stolen by the Tanners. Prattle brings it out. Again a pizza pass. Picks it up. Centering pass off the side of the net. I think it was played by Poliski, however. Still in the Gloucester end. Oh, what a check. My goodness gracious. As Chalmers was hammered. Lucas Harris with a shot. Blocked up tight. And Donnie Shaw with a great play. Takes it away and just flips it into the Gloucester end. Well, it wasn't so great. It was icing. Sorry about that. We've played 6 minutes and 21 seconds of the second period. Shots even at 12, score tied at 2. First two goals, Peabody, Merriman, and Donnie Shaw. Gloucester countered with goals from Costanzo and Mahoney. Play resumes. Out to center ice, Peabody in control of the puck. Nolan Shaw has it, circle right, taken and stolen by Gloucester. Leon Lyons gets hit in the face, loses the puck. Comes all the way around to the right sideboards. Mahoney fighting for it, comes away with it, trying to center it, gets it to Lyons. Still in the right wing corner, Shaw knocks down Mahoney. Peabody really throwing its weight around. But it's taken by Lyons. He shoots and scores. Stolen by Liam Lyons at the top of the circle. And he just scooted between the circles and fired that snapshot to the far corner. Gloucester leads 3-2. .658. Time of the goal for Lyons. See if we can pick up the assist from Gunn. So Mahoney does get the assist. Mahoney and Lyons were getting pounded down to that right wing corner, but they were working really hard for it, and they came away with it, and Lyons did. And Lyons fired at home. 3-2. Gloucester plays at center ice. Chipped into the Gloucester end by the Tanners as it's Nolan Shaw with it. He's a big dude at 6-1. Centering pass. Oh, it's deflected off of goaltender Poliski. Centering pass, but it comes away to Gloucester's Jared Morris out there right now. Morris with it. Loses it. Flipped out between the points. January can't quite keep it in. Gets it over to Aaron Dolan. And Gloucester takes it out of the zone. Once again, skating with it is Jared Morris. He's a sophomore for the Fishermen. Cleared into the Fisherman end. Down in that left wing corner. Taken away by Cam Anderson of Peabody. He's flying across the line. He's got Anthony Hartnett with him. Puck goes too far ahead. Cleared out to center ice by Gloucester. Actually, it goes all the way down into the Peabody end. No icing. And again, Mahoney down there doing the dirty work in the corner. Who's got it? Lyons can't get it. Flips out to center ice to Eric Chalmers. Cross to the right to Enos, back to the left to Chalmers at the Peabody line, skating on the left wing side. Clears it into the Peabody end. Tim January back there for the Tanners. Horn can't catch up with it for Gloucester. And Peabody clears it out of the zone. Left wing feed. Prado on the right wing side. Shot goes wide by Hartnett. And he slams into the net, knocking it off its mooring, so we'll have a stop and play. Shots are even at 13, but Gloucester leads by a goal, 3-2. 6 minutes left to go, middle frame. Faceoff will be outside the Peabody line. On Peabody's left wing side, Chris Gillen loses it to Costanzo, who drops it back for Enos. Over to Chalmers, left wing side. Off the boards to center. Hacked at by the Tanners. And sent back in by Patrick McCarthy. Into the Gloucester end. Tanners fighting to keep it in. Comes back to, actually comes out of the zone now. Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Right wing side, 2-on-1. And the shot goes through, but there's a save. Working the play for Gloucester were Christopher Noyes, and I didn't catch the other number. Let me see who it is, please. Turn around. Okay, there it is, Brennan. Brennan and Noyes were working that 2-on-1. Didn't quite get the shot off with any authority. McDonald was able to make the save. Face off to his right, Gloucester's left wing. Both players get thrown out of the circle, meaning Brewster and Lyons. Puck comes back to the left point. Sammy Polinsky shoots it around. Lyons with it. And it's sticked away by Nolan Shaw of Peabody out to center. Enos still on the ice. I don't think he's come off the ice in the second period. Nolan Shaw blocked up tight. Connor McCarron can't do anything with it. Gets it back to Shaw. Shot goes wide. He was about 25 feet out. Right down the middle. Robbie Horn is bumped by a Peabody player. Gloucester comes right back with it. Shot up into the chest of McDonald. That shot was by Liam Lyons, who does have a goal. Lyons gets it back, and he's crunched by Peabody. He gets it again. Shot and score. Boy, Liam Lyons is all over the place. He's getting pounded like a pinball by the Peabody players, and he still bounces back up. He's like a weeble. And I think Lyons got it. Not sure. We'll have to check on that one. But Gloucester leads 4-2. With 4:44 left in the second period. Gloucester now takes a 2-goal lead. That's their fourth consecutive goal. Here's the announcement. There you go. It's Lyon's second goal, and he has been doing the dirty work, going fearlessly into the boards, being pounded by Peabody players, and then coming out with the puck. Four consecutive goals by Gloucester gives them the 2-goal cushion. Peabody trying to press the attack now. Dolan down low, looking for Prado, and the puck is underneath the goalie. Polisky sits on it. So the goal is to Lyons at 10:16. Robbie Horn getting the single assist. 4 minutes, 1 second left to go. Second period. Shots are even at 16. Face off to the right of the Gloucester goaltender. This time it's won by the Tanners. Dolan with it, looking for Brewster. Intercepted by Enos, flying out of the zone, leading the attack. Trying to squirt through Shaw, but not going to happen. Shaw just bumps him off the play. The puck goes harmlessly into the left wing corner, where everybody's fighting for it, and it's cleared out of the zone by the Tanners. I think this will be icing. Oh, yeah. So Peabody a little shell-shocked here. I think with the resilience in particular of Liam Lyons. He has been pounded, knocked down, crunched by several players at the same time, and he's got a couple of goals in this period to show for it. 4-2, Gloucester, kept in at the right point by the Fisherman's Alex Enos. Centering pass, looking for noise, turnaround. Shot in the slot, goes wide. Still with it is Ethan Brennan, and he shoots, and it's blocked once again. Costanzo can't come up with it. Tim January does. Now he's flying out of the zone. Long left wing feed to Chris Gillen. Goes too far ahead. Alex Enos comes up with it. Bangs it off the boards. Goes directly to Nick Merriman, though, for Peabody. He shoots it off the boards. Knocked away by Costanzo. Here comes the Fisherman out of the zone. And it's a centering pass back to Costanzo from Christopher Noyes. Save is made. Noyes can't come up with it. And now in the right wing corner, Costanzo fighting for the puck. Noyes with it. Still in the Peabody end. Chris Gillen bounces it up ahead to Brewster. He's in the Gloucester zone. Hard backhander. Goes just behind the cage. It's on the netting. And they'll blow the whistle. Four, Gloucester. Two, Peabody. 4-2, Gloucester. 2:33 left to go. Second period. Some of the Tanners look a little tired. I'm surprised at that. Maybe just that shift. Okay, so face-off down in the Gloucester end. Shot from the right point by Donnie Shaw along the ice. Rebound goes wide on the ensuing shot by Brandon Muse. Scrum. Puck loose in the slot. Shot wide. Another shot comes from the right side. Who are these guys? That was by Nick Capillo. And Gloucester clears it away from the net out to center ice. Lyons bumps into Shaw. Comes away with a puck offside. And Shaw was stunned to see who did that. Lyons got up from under him. Lyons about, I don't know, up to his shoulders maybe. Shaw just flicked him off, but he was surprised. Like, what was that? A mosquito? But Lyons took the puck away. All right, face-off is at center ice. And it's taken by, once again, it's offside by the Fisherman. Alex Enos still on the ice for Gloucester. Face-off won by Peabody. Donnie Shaw still on the ice for Peabody. He fires that hard shot. It's like a knuckleball. Hard shot from center ice. Goes wide. Back to the left point. Teed up by Dolan. He fires it. Chalmers knocks it away. Turn around by Chalmers. Loose puck. It goes just across the crease and wide. Couldn't be tucked home by Chris Goggin for Peabody. Couldn't quite come up with it. Brandon Muse chasing it down for the Tanners. Play is in the Gloucester end. Alex Enos, oh check it, it's Eddie Mahoney, knocked off the play. Chalmers has it behind the Gloucester cage. Comes out to the left side, and he'll bring it out of the zone by himself. Tees it up, fires it. Oh, into the pad, save by McDonald. And we have a whistle. Well, because the net was dislodged. Tanners with a three-shot advantage now with 1 minute and 1 second left to go in the second period. 20 shots for Peabody, 17 for Gloucester. But the goals have been four in a row for the Fishermen, leading 4-2. John Mondello squirts it around the boards from the right point, goes all the way into the left wing corner. And who has it? Down, it's Ethan Brennan behind the cage. He's looking to set up Christopher Noyes. Does! Noyes can't get a stick on it. Pops up into the air. Peabody brings it out. On the left wing side, flying across the line. And the shot from long range by McCarron. Way out of his net as Poliski hangs on. 33.6 seconds left in this second frame. Check out our website, please. We have interviews every day. Video, radio, live radio programming, live streaming video, all kinds of good stuff. Peabody has to retreat to their own zone. Tim January gets it to Chris Gillen, still in the Peabody end. Tanner's having a tough time getting it out of the zone. They do. And puck is at center ice. Nobody with it just yet. Tim January flying on that right wing side, trying to center it for Owen Brewster. Chipped into the right wing corner by the fisherman. And I lost track of time as the period comes to an end. So there we go. Two goals for Gloucester in the second period, none for the Tanners. And Gloucester leads it after two by a score of 4-2. So we will take a break, come back and recap the second period. This is MSONewsSports.com, and it's high school hockey from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. We will be back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
I wonder if I can put in a request for the songs that are being played. Anyway, it is 4-2 Gloucester after 2 from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester. Peabody led early on 2-0, and Gloucester tied it after 1-2-2. But in the second period, the only thing on our score sheets that we have are two goals by Liam Lyons. Two really hard-fought goals. Lyons doing a tremendous amount of dirty work. Peabody just pummeling Lyons physically, and yet he was still able to score the two goals. The first was at 6:58, with Eddie Mahoney getting the assist, making the score 3-2 at that point. And the Lions at 10:16, with Robbie Horn getting the assist, pushing it up to 4-2. Shots on goal in the second period, 7 for Gloucester and 12 for the Tanners. So right now, Peabody, after two, is out shooting Gloucester 21-17. Gloucester has the 4-2 goal lead. 4-2 is the score, and the Fishermen have scored four in a row. So that's where we stand after two. And again, each team with a bunch of games left before they go to the state tournament. And again, please take a look at all of our interviews and see what's up there on the website and spread the word. Will you pass it on to other people about our new website, MSO News Sports? And I say new only because we've had more stuff online for 10 years before we switched it over to MSO News Sports. And Bill Newell, of course, Bill Proposky, the driving forces of each of those in respective reverse order, I should say. And I appreciate both of them so much and all the work that they've done. Bill Newell, of course, engineering all of this sports stuff that has been so great. He did a great game last night that you should take a listen to, and that was the Revere St. Mary's girls basketball game that was won by St. Mary's with a tremendous performance from one of its stars. I hope to have that video on demand tomorrow. If not, it will be there by the weekend, so you'll be able to actually watch that game. And of course, Andrew Nicastro doing a terrific job for us on video as well. We're going to have plenty more coverage. We're going to have a lot of tournament coverage for both basketball and hockey come in the upcoming weeks. Excuse me. So be sure to take a look at the website every day to see where we stand and what's coming up. I just realized I'm not being protected by this glass here. I need to move this table over a little bit. I'm right on the ice at the Talbot. If you know the Talbot, it's got just the stands on one side, similar to the Salem State rink. And we are on the side where both teams are. Down just behind the scorers table is a platform set up behind the scorers table, and that's where we are. North Shore Today, a program that Bill puts together every weekday on MSO News Sports. Bill Newell talking about the day's events and posting a lot of very interesting and funny videos that you should take a look at. Also programming, we have North Shore Sports Night, although it's been a little sporadic due to the weather and illness lately. Monday is a holiday, so we probably won't be having North Shore Sports Night on Monday, but we'll get that back up there. And of course, Trending Now with Josh Arnold. And we're going to have other live programming too in the very near future. So it's fun, it's exciting. A lot of us used to work at the old radio station down in Salem, and we're happy to keep this thing alive here on the internet and bring you really, I think, not only entertainment, but also interesting video, informative interviews. We don't edit. We let our interviewees speak in their own voice for as long or as short as they want to. So I think that's one of the advantages that we do have. All right, we'll take a break as the ice has almost resurfaced here. Come back for the final 15 minutes of this one. Again, after two, Gloucester Fishermen are leading the Peabody Tanners by two at 4-2.
Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Okay, we're back for the third period. Each team back onto the ice. Peabody will defend back down to our right once again. Gloucester to our left. Fisherman bench is at our left. Sean Lyons at the helm for the Gloucester Fishermen. And, of course, Mark Leonard, the head coach of the Peabody Tanners. And we heard both coaches mention before the game that each would like to strengthen its position in the seeding for the state tournament, and that's the goal for the rest of the way. All right, final period coming up. Gloucester up by two. We've seen all kinds of stuff tonight in a very fast-paced hockey game. Costanzo against Gillen. Faceoff is won by Costanzo. Gets it back to Enos. Cross-size feed left side to Chalmers. Up ahead to Costanzo. Avoids a big check by Gillen. Gets it to Ethan Brennan. Oh, he got clobbered by Patrick McCarthy. And the puck just goes in harmlessly on McDonald. Just underway, second period. Face off to the right of McDonald. Once again, Costanzo wins it. Drops it back to Chalmers. Just kinds of wings it around the boards. Goes all the way into the right wing corner from the left. Owen Brewster gets it back to McCarthy for Peabody. But he loses the puck to Ethan Brennan. And Brennan gets some help from Christopher Noyes. Four players along the far boards fighting for the puck. It hops out to Chalmers. Snaps it back in quickly around the boards. Right wing side. Picked up very equally as quickly by Aaron Dolan. Gets it out. Too far ahead for Brewster. Chalmers with it for Gloucester back in his own zone. Comes right back to him off a Peabody feed by Brewster. And Brewster gets it right back off the Peabody, off the Gloucester feed. Brewster around the boards in his own zone. Over to Dolan. Intercepted by Mahoney. Offside on the right. Costanzo in just a step too soon for Gloucester. Pretty decent crowd considering how late it is on a school night. Good turnout by the Gloucester student body. This draw is controlled by the Tanners. They get it down into the Gloucester zone for a flurry out to the point. Shaw loses it. He's trying to set himself up for a shot. Gets it over to January, who fires it in on goal from center ice. Saved by Poliski along the ice. Slapped off the boards by the Fisherman. This will be icing. Wow. January has got that hard shot. He's been a force tonight. Out there on defense for Peabody. Peabody defense is excellent. Donnie Shaw, Aaron Dolan, Patrick McCarthy, Tim January. Face off in the Gloucester end. John Mondello flips it just out of the zone. Shot back in and forcing Poliski to make a save. And the Tanners can't keep it in. Comes out to center ice. Mahoney flips it to the line. Shaw has it. Mahoney steals it at the line in the Peabody end. Horn can't come up with it. Backhanded out by, well, not out. It's still in the zone. Shaw gave it up to the line. Now he has it and it's stolen, comes back to the center point, and it's Sammy Poliski flips it back into the Peabody end, and this is offside. So this time they'll drop the puck at the dot that says right by Vikings Hockey, as Rockport played here earlier tonight. Swampscott winning 9-1 in that one. Draw, once again, controlled by Gloucester. They've won most of the faceoffs tonight. Noise across the line with it. Drop pass for Ethan Brennan, who gets knocked down. Noise fighting for the puck, but Shaw comes away with it. Comes over to the left side. Nick Merriman backhands it out of the zone looking for Brewster. Intercepted by Costanzo. Drops it back to Chalmers in the Gloucester end. Enos fires it up to center. Too far ahead for Costanzo. Taken away by Peabody. Across the line comes Gillen. And he's got Merriman on the left side. But Chalmers knocks it away. Comes back to Gillen. Left wing corner. First line out there for the Tanners. Drops it back to the left point. And it's misfired by Zach Rich. Gloucester clears the zone. Tanners, though, control it in their own end. Once again, Gillen has it, looking for Merriman across the line. Chalmers steals it. Trickles over into the right wing side at center ice. Chris Noyes loses it. Chalmers has it. And it goes over to Alex Enos in the Gloucester end. Fires it at center. Off the dasher. Icing against Gloucester. 11:42 left to go in the game. Gloucester leads 4-2. Peabody had an early 2-0 lead with a shorthanded goal and a power play goal. And then Gloucester has pumped on four straight. Two in the first and then two more in the second. Tanners putting some pressure on now, though, as they've increased their presence in the Gloucester zone. There's a shot right off the faceoff by Nick Capillo from the circle. Left wing dot. Forces Poliski to make a save. Mahoney out of the zone. All the way into the Peabody end. Tanners come away with it. Big Donnie Shaw will take it out of the zone by himself. Skating down that left wing side with some force. Liam Lyons back checking unbelievably. Steals it. Turns it right around. He's got Mahoney on the right. Lyons stick handling through everybody. Centering pass. Where is it? Lyons has it. Drops it back out between the points. And we've got a face-off here. A whistle. Once again, the net had become dislodged. Liam Lyons with a terrific play, stealing the puck from Shaw and creating an offensive transition game all the way from his own line. We've played 4 minutes in this third period, face off to the right of McDonald. I think the time of possession in this period, oh, shot from the left side, covered up by McDonald. That was from mid-zone left boards, Costanzo with it. Face off once again in the Peabody end. Prado against Costanzo. Prado wins this one. Tanners will bring it out of the zone. Right wing side to LeBlanc. Centering pass. Looking back for Connor McCarron. Goes off his stick. Behind the cage, Chalmers has it for Gloucester. Can't clear it. Kept in at that right side by Nolan Shaw. Heads to the net. Checked off the play by Alex Enos. Ethan Brennan with it for Gloucester. Still in the Gloucester end. Enos, goal line extended. Gives it over to Chalmers, or to Costanzo. Loses it. LeBlanc, right wing corner. Playing there with Shaw. Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Costanzo skating backwards. Collects the puck. And then flips it into the Peabody end. Going after it himself into the right wing corner. And Alex Enos keeps it in from the left point. Just over the head of Ethan Brennan, almost whacked him in the helmet in the left corner. Kept in by Chalmers, center point. Flips it by the with a backhander in down to the right side to Brennan. Taken away, though, by Zach Rich. Still in the Peabody end. Rich fires it off the glass. Gloucester forcing it. Lucas Harris trying to center it. Gets it over to Jared Morris, who fans on it. Comes back to the left point. Tanners bring it out. Chalmers at center. Slides it right back in. We've played 5 minutes now. 5.5 minutes in this third period. Fisherman with third line out there. Owen Brewster leads the rush. Goes right across the crease. Can't get a shot off. Still with it. Stick handling. And the big guy loses it out to center ice. McCarthy over to Dolan. He'll head it into the zone. Being checked from behind and bothered from behind. Gets the shot off, does Dolan, but it goes wide. Who's got it? Fisherman do. Can't get it out of the zone. Hopkins is knocked down. And we got a penalty on Gloucester. Well, that's not what the Fisherman won, but very opportunistic for Peabody. Interference. Coming up against Liam Lyons, who's been the offensive star tonight, but commits a defensive boo-boo there. Penalty at 4:56 of the third. So now that gives the Tanners a chance to climb back into this thing, or at least cut the lead to one. Fisherman, though, clear the zone off the faceoff. So we have a whistle, and we'll drop the puck once again in the Gloucester end to the right of the goalie. Brewster loses the faceoff to the Fisherman, but Donnie Shaw keeps it in after Gloucester tried to clear it. Brewster has it, centering pass, fires it around the boards, goes in the right wing side to Merriman. He is hit by Eddie Mahoney. Mahoney can't get it past. Big Jim January keeps it in, gets it to Merriman. He's heading toward the net, and Alex Enos throws a punch, misses him. Fortunately for Enos, or he'd have been whistled off. Enos picks an opening, flips it out to center. Donnie Shaw back for it, avoids a check. Peabody player goes down, Shaw still with it. Hacked up by Mahoney. I thought that was coming right at my head. Brewster has it. Gore scores. Brewster stole it, circle left at the bottom of it, and he blasted it past Poliski. It's now 4-3. Power play goal for Owen Brewster. .654 the time of the goal. And we'll have to find the stat sheet here and find out.
PB Tanner goal scored by number 9, Owen Brewster. Assist the back of the 6, Donnie Shaw. That power play goal came at 6:54 into the third period.
Owen Brewster, his 15th goal of the season. Assisted appropriately enough by Donnie Shaw, who has been a force tonight. And the score is now 4-3. Peabody has clawed back to within one. That was a power play effort. Lyons still has to finish out his time in the penalty box for Gloucester. And he's been the offensive show for Gloucester in the second period. But now it's 4-3 with Peabody having the momentum. Scoring on its opportunity with the power play. Play resumes at center. Alex Enos for Gloucester across the line. Finds an opening. Shoots it. Rings it off the crossbar from just inside the blue line with a tremendous wrist shot. Puck is in the right wing corner. Peabody zone. Noise fighting for the puck. For Gloucester. Get some help from Ethan Brennan. Aaron Dolan has it. Loses it to Noise. Shoots it off the end boards. Gets it right back left wing corner. Looking for Costanzo off the end boards. Goes into the right wing corner. Cleared out by the Tanners. Enos in his skate. Slides it ahead to Brennan coming out of the zone. And he is knocked down in the Gloucester end. Dolan off the board shot. Deflected wide. Actually, it was deflected by Enos wide on a defensive stop. Center point, McCarthy shoots it, blocked up tight by Noyes. Actually by Brennan. And Gloucester gets it out of the zone. 6:33 left to go in the game. Peabody out shooting Gloucester now 23-20. Gloucester leading by a goal, but here comes Gillen all by himself. Shoots and it's a save by Poliski. Gillen on the right wing side, off the board, shot it from about the dot right side. With the wrist shot, Poliski held on. Lyons back out on the ice, wins the faceoff, gets it to Chalmers to Enos, winding up behind the line. Avoids a check, stick handling with it, being dogged by Nolan Shaw, who steals it. And it's cleared away by the Tanners and iced into the roster zone. So a good defensive play by the Tanners goes for naught. And they'll bring it all the way down now to the Peabody end. So it's getting toward crunch time. 6:03 left to go in this one. Most recent goal, Owen Brewster, a beauty. His 15th of the season, set up by Donnie Shaw. Power play, that came at 6:54. Now we're down to 6:02 left in the game. Shot up high from the left point over the net by the fisherman. Mahoney can't pick it up. Falls down, takes it away from January. Goes all the way around the boards in the Peabody end. Donnie Shaw with it. Gets it back to January. Mid-zone. His right boards. Gets it up ahead. And out of the zone. Finally, it goes into the Gloucester end. Anthony Hartnett can't come up with it. Fisherman clear it out of the zone. Streaking down the left wing side, Robbie Horn. But he's checked nicely by Anthony Hartnett. Puck goes in on goal and whistle blows. McDonald has it in his glove on the ice. Down to 5:24. Check it, 5:25 left to go in the game. A late night of high school hockey here on MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Gloucester 4, Peabody 3. Face-off controlled by the Tanners. They get it out of their own zone. Owen Brewster slides it ahead. Avoids a check by Chalmers, who would have been run over by Brewster. And goes right in front of the net, taken by Costanzo. Up ahead to Enos, flying ahead of the play, right wing side. Circling the cage, looking to make a play. Looking. Circle left, still with it. Fires it through a bunch of players. Too many legs there. Block comes out to center ice. Enos right back covering up on defense. Chris Gillen has it for the Tanners. Offside. Quick line changes now for both teams. What a game. This has been flat out for both teams. And you got some tired players out there. Donnie Shaw has been tremendous on defense for Peabody tonight, as has Aaron Dahlin. The lines on both teams. Oh, Horn gets hit in the face. It's going to be a penalty coming up on Peabody. High stick. Mahoney fed on the left wing side. Can't put it home. And this will be a high stick on Peabody. No question about that one. Horn got it right in the face. Face mask. So that means a penalty coming up on the Tanners. Nick Capillo is called for the high stick. At 10:24. Gloucester has the man advantage, and they can possibly put this thing away with a goal. Rings it off the post. Lions all alone. Puck comes out to center ice. Taken away by Gillen. Tremendous save by McDonald. Gillen with a shorthanded bid. It goes off Poliski. And it comes right back to Mahoney. Enos softly to Mahoney out of the zone. Across the line. Gets by Dahlin. Heads to the net. Shoots. Save McDonald. Holds on. Cowabunga, what action. Woo, mercy. McDonald got hit in the head, but I think he's okay. Skates off to the sideboards with his hands on his knees. Gets back in net. He's okay. That's good. All right. So the face-off to the right of McDonald. Another stop. We had a million face-offs tonight. Mahoney will take the face-off and win it against Gillen. Costanzo has it. Closes from center point, all the way in on goal, shoots, another save by McDonald, loose puck, Costanzo can't ram it home, another save by McDonald, Lyons skating around the right side. Check it. It's Lyons' shot as he's fed by Costanzo. Another save by McDonald. Can't be picked up by Mahoney. And now a whistle. Why? Oh, the net got moved off its pins again. My goodness. 42 seconds left in the penalty. Shots are even now at 24 with this flurry by Gloucester. 3:47 left to go in the game. 14,000 faceoffs tonight. This one, again, to the right of McDonald. 22 against 22. Which 22 will win the faceoff? The Peabody 22 does. And actually, it's 23 out there for the Tanners. Not 22. Ethan LeBlanc on the faceoff. He's setting up Merriman on a shorthanded bid. Backhanded save by Poliski. Boy, the Tanners are dangerous shorthanded. Trying to tie this thing up, down by a man with Nick Capillo in the penalty box. He's got 30 seconds left in his penalty. Peabody wins the draw. Gloucester zone. Shot from Dolan is deflected into the left wing corner. Taken away by the Tanner. Centering pass. Merriman can't collect it as it was set up nicely by LeBlanc. And Mahoney lugging it across the line. He is slammed into the boards by McCarthy, but he centers it. Does Mahoney. Can't get through. Enos fires it off the goalie. Where is it? Goes up over the cage. Mahoney has it. Drops it back to the right point. Somebody threw a stick. And we have a face-off. What the bozo? I don't know what that was all about. Penalty on Gloucester on Robbie Horn. That'll put Gloucester in the disadvantage. Peabody will get the man advantage in 1 second. 12:57. Check it, 12:53. No, 11:53. 11:53. I can't count backwards tonight. 11:53, time of the penalty. The horn.
Timeout, Gloucester.
And Gloucester calls a timeout. Whew. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. I need a break too. 4-3, Gloucester leading. Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883. Okay, 3:07 left to go in the game. 4-3 is the score. Peabody down by a goal. They will have the man advantage right off the faceoff for the next minute and 29 seconds as Robbie Horn is in the penalty box for Gloucester. Cleared out of the zone by Mahoney off the faceoff. Peabody now in the power play. They have scored a shorthanded goal and a power play goal tonight. And a 5-on-5 goal. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. They've got two power play goals. Two power play goals and a shorthanded goal. Tanner's in possession. Shaw, center point. Shoots it through a screen. Deflected off the goalie. Goes into the right wing corner. Peabody pressing the attack. Shaw blasts it from the left point. Brewster has it. Turnaround in the slot. Cleared out to Brewster. Kept it at the point by Shaw. Brewster has it. Left wing corner. Peabody all over the zone. In the man advantage. Merriman drops it back to the right point. January through a screen along the ice. Saved by Poliski. Goes into the left wing corner. Shaw down low to Brewster. Heading toward the net. Hacked at by Enos. Back to Shaw. Shaw's at the circle left. Through a screen and it's blocked by Liam Lyons. Out of the zone. Lyons dogging the puck, trying to come up with it. And it's overskated. Taken by Shaw across the line. He's still with it, shoots, and shoots it up high. 16 seconds left in the Peabody penalty. January gets it over in the middle to Brewster back at the point, and he's blocked again, this time by Mahoney. Minute and 44 left to go in the game. 6 seconds left in the penalty. Brewster winding up at center. Across the line with the big strides and a long arm. Drops it back for Marion to Shaw. Shaw from the circle to a screen. Stick handling heading toward the net. Drops it on the left wing side back to center point. January drops it down right wing side. Penalty is over. Merriman tees it up. No, he gets it over the right side to January through a screen. Now he shoots it into the left side. Merriman fires it out of the rink. Penalty is over. A minute and 18 seconds left to go as Peabody doing everything again to get that tying goal. And Alex Enos is telling his teammates, just calm down, boys. Calm down. Relax. We're okay. 1 minute and 18 seconds left to go in the game. 4-3. Gloucester leading, and Peabody takes the timeout. Shots on goal, 25-24. Peabody advantage. Goals in the game. We might as well start summarizing this one now. Peabody led in the first period with a goal from Nick Merriman at 5:08. Shorthanded goal set up by Gillen. 1-0. At 10:48, it became 2-0 when Donnie Shaw scored a power play goal. Merriman and January the assist. But Gloucester tied it late in the period. Sal Costanzo at 12:22, a shorthanded goal. Lucas Harris the assist. At 14:59, 1 second left to go in that second period, it was Eddie Mahoney from Costanzo and Lyons. And then Liam Lyons with two goals in the second period, making it 4-2. Before Owen Brewster picked up his 15th of the season at 6:54 on the power play. That's where we are right now, 4-3. Face-off in the Gloucester end. 1 minute and 18 seconds left to go in the game. Terrific hockey game between the South and the North. Or between the North and the South in the Northeastern Conference. Poliski not ready yet as the players are at the face-off circle. Now he gets set. Puck is dropped, won by the fisherman. Alex Enos behind the cage, being bugged by LeBlanc. Gets it to Horn, back out on the ice. Off the glass, comes out to center ice. Empty net in the other end, and this is icing against Gloucester. 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go in the game, 6-on-5. Peabody has Gillen, Merriman, Brewster, and LeBlanc up front. Shaw is at 1 point. Can't see who the other one is. Shaw's the only guy back right now with January on the other side. 6-on-4, down to a minute. Peabody with 6-on-4, empty net. They've got the puck in the left wing corner. Gloucester can't get it out of the zone. Centering pass. January has it. Slap shot right side. It's partially deflected. And, well, it's deflected. You can't partially deflect it. You either do or you don't. January has it inside the blue line. Shot goes wide off the boards. Comes back to the left point. Shaw just chips it down further. Centering pass. Brewster can't come up with it. Merriman does have it through a screen. Loose puck. Score. Peabody has tied it. And it was almost inevitable. You knew it was coming. I think LeBlanc gets the goal. With the goaltender pulled, LeBlanc has tied this game. With 27 seconds left to go in the game. Time of the goal at 14:33. We'll get the announcement, find out who actually got the goal. Here it is. Brewster and Shaw get the assist. LeBlanc the goal. 14.3 seconds left, and Gloucester wants another one. The game is tied at 4. What a game. Peabody goes up by 2. Gloucester ties it. Gloucester goes up by 2. And Peabody ties it. 14 seconds. 14.3 left to go. Face-off to the left of McDonald, who's kept Peabody in the game and allowed the Tanners to come right back. 8 seconds left to go. Cleared out to center ice. That's going to do it. My, my, what a game. There it is. Well, we'll wrap this thing up. Gloucester very disappointed that they couldn't hold on to the lead, but they came from behind to take the lead. And the Tanners, on the other hand, disappointed they gave up the lead. and they came back to tie it late in this game. Tremendous hockey game, and congratulations to both teams and both coaches. Terrific game, nobody quit, hard-hitting game, fast-paced, saw some tremendous hockey. So there you go, we'll wrap this thing up from here and say goodnight. Again, goals in the first period. Nick Merriman and Donnie Shaw in the first period for Peabody. That was countered with goals from Sal Costanzo, Eddie Mahoney to tie it. Liam Lyons with two goals in the second period, making it 4-2 Gloucester, before the Tanners came back in the third. Owen Brewster at 6:54, a power play goal, Donnie Shaw the assist. And then Brewster and Shaw were involved in this goal, setting up LeBlanc at 14:33 to tie the game at 4-all. And the shots on goal, I believe, finally, the final tally was 26-24 in favor of Peabody. So in the second period, in the third period, it was five shots for Peabody and seven shots for Gloucester. Whew, so that'll do it. 4-4 tie. Please check out the website for our next broadcast coming up probably next week. We will not have a basketball game tomorrow, but we've got hockey and basketball coming up for the rest of the regular season, and then we will follow as many teams as we can from the area into the state tournament. So on behalf of Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you of this final score. All tied up. Gloucester and Peabody tied at 4. Have a great evening.
This is MSO Radio at msonewsports.com.